Welcome to Elevations, bringing new perspectives to science, technology, education, and the arts. I'm Amy Reynolds. Imagine a tall sailing ship rendered in incredible detail, in miniature.
All the white is antique ivory, and that includes the strings. I make the rigging lines from ivory, just using files and sandpaper to work it down to that size.
David Warther, expert carver and Kent State graduate, has been creating such ships since he was six.
When I went to college, I actually drove back and forth to Kent State, so I was able to still work in my workshop here in Dover and was able to still go to college at the same time. I came from a family of carvers, so my grandfather was a carver, and most people in Ohio know Grandpa for having carved the history of the steam engine. His grandfather was a carver in Switzerland back in the 1800s. So when I was growing up, my grandpa was alive and well, and I was carving. But at age six, I made a ship because I found a piece of scrap wood in my dad's shop, and I thought it looked like a ship. So I worked to carve it into being a ship. And I was very happy with the results, and I've been making ships ever since.
David is capturing history and bringing it to life in a way that you can see in three dimensions.
The scope of the project is this history of the sailing ship. That idea probably came subliminally from Grandpa. It was the same idea of having a chronological display of information that's educational for people.
His ships have beautiful and studious accuracy. He shared with us how he does the rigging.
I cut up strips of ivory on a bandsaw. If you can picture a square piece of uncooked spaghetti. Then I have this block of steel that has different size grooves ground into the bar, shaped like the letter V. And I lay the ivory into one of those grooves, and then I take a file and I file over top that groove. The whole time that I'm filing with the file, my other hand is busy rotating the ivory around. The ivory itself becomes round. As soon as it's round, I start indexing that ivory into smaller and smaller and smaller grooves. And I end up turning the block over to an area where the grooves are so small that all I can use is sandpaper. And I sand the string down to its final size, 7/1000ths of an inch in diameter. An average human hair is 3.5 thousandths, so my rigging lines are twice the diameter of a human hair. I was shown how to work in grooves when I was a little kid. My dad showed me. He said, David, this is how Grandpa made all of the pipe work on the steam engine carvings round. As a teenager, I decided to miniaturize the concept just simply to see if I could make string out of ivory. And my experiment worked, and I've been making ivory string ever since.
His techniques allowed him to do exact replicas. The best information for such carvings comes from, of course, blueprints.
I wrote a letter to the Coast Guard asking them if they would sell me the blueprints to their famous ship, the Eagle. It's a sailing training vessel still in use by the U.S. Coast Guard. The Coast Guard librarian packed all those blueprints up, sent them to a high school kid in Ohio for free. Those blueprints, which were scaring me to death when I started, those blueprints had become my best friends. So this became ship number one. Right now on my workbench is ship number 87, and that's what I've been up to these last 42 years.
Almost all the ships are entirely ivory, except that ship number one, the Eagle, and one other, which have wood holes. Why?
If I would have messed up that large of a piece of ivory, my dad, who did not buy the ivory, I did, my dad would have killed me. And so after I made the ship, then I switched over to working in solid ivory, which was my original intention.
Walking through the displays at David Warther Carvings is like taking a trip through the ages. And very often, David himself is your guide.
The ancient ships have a lot of beauty to them in their simplicity. The graceful hull lines, the simplicity of the deck. This is where the beauty is. And then that transforms later on when you see the complex ships. The beauty is in the complexity. And in between these, we have medieval ships. Here we have the Mayflower and the Susan Constant. Now, the Susan Constant should be more famous than it is. The Susan Constant was the ship that settled Jamestown, Virginia. This is Captain Cook's ship, the Endeavor, and it was built in 1760. It would be hard to say what my favorite ship is. I have several favorites here, and I would just rather not say which ones might be my favorites.
We've been visiting with David Warther, whose shop and display rooms are just outside Sugar Creek, Ohio. Elevations is produced by Joe Gunderman, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm Amy Reynolds, Dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Join us every Saturday morning on 89.7 WKSU.